Hachette Audio presents Last Train to Memphis, The Rise of Elvis Presley. Written by Peter Guralnick. Read by Kevin Stillwell.
Author's note. Biography meant a book about someone's life. Only for me, it was to become a kind of pursuit. A tracking of the physical trail of someone's path through the past. A following of footsteps. You would never catch them. No, you would never quite catch them. But maybe, if you were lucky, you might write about the pursuit of that fleeting figure in such a way as to bring it alive in the present. Richard Holmes, Footsteps, Adventures of a Romantic Biographer. I first wrote about Elvis Presley in 1967. I did so because I loved his music, and I felt that it had been unjustly ridiculed and neglected. I was not writing about movies, image, or popularity. I was writing about someone whom I thought of as a great blues singer. I might today amend the term to heart singer, in the sense that he sang all the songs he really cared about, blues and gospel, and even otherwise inexplicably sentimental numbers without barrier or affectation, and who I imagined must conceive of himself in the same way. In that same spirit of barrierlessness, I sent Elvis a copy of the review at his address, 3764 Highway 51 South, later renamed Elvis Presley Boulevard,